A month ago, we began an experiment. We pitted two political journalists against a computer. Today, on All Tech Considered, the results. The challenge was to predict what controversies would dog each of the major party presidential candidates over the course of a month. NPR's Laura Seidel tells us now who did better, humans or machine.
The two humans and the computers each got to predict five issues per presidential candidate that would get a lot of coverage between September 12th and October 12th. That means it covers only a few days of the release of the Donald Trump lewd comments about women. Given that, the top of the list wasn't dominated by that controversy. Here's a taste of the contest. Predictions from Jonah Goldberg of the National Review, Simon Malloy of Salon, and the computer. First, Trump.
A lot of discussion about his tax return.
I think Trump will at some point say something sexist about Hillary Clinton.
Building the wall along the Mexican border.
And now, Clinton.
Debate mishap? I think it would be inappropriately laughing at something she shouldn't laugh at.
There'll be a ton of coverage the moment that Clinton makes her first public comments on her health status.
And number one for Hillary is her email scandal, of course.
Actually, the computer was wrong. By volume of coverage, the number one issue that plagued Clinton was her health, giving Simon Malloy the edge.
Simon was actually winning for the first 5 days. He's this green line here.
Dan Buchacher is with Quid, the data analytics company that created the software for this contest. He's standing in front of a chart with the winning predictions color-coded. But the contest wasn't about just one prediction. Each contestant made five of them. And when that's taken into account...
The winner actually was Quid.
So the computer wins an NPR t-shirt. Not sure what size. The computer won despite a whole lot of stuff about the last month that was not predictable. Trump's attacks on Miss Universe, the leaked NBC tape. Simon Malloy thought Trump would say something sexist about Hillary Clinton. But that wasn't quite right. Buchacher says the computer showed a general trend of sexist comments, but Quid didn't think that was enough to make a detailed prediction.
We had seen a lot of information about controversies between Trump and women, but we did not realize that there was a tape on a bus with Billy Bush that was about to be released.
Ultimately, the contest was judged by whose predictions got the most coverage. Both humans got some things totally wrong. The computer did better. Buchacher says the edge the computer has is that it looks back over a long period of time and sees which issues keep coming up. And that
meant those are going to continue to get coverage in the press. And they allowed us to make what I would call some safer picks because we had that background and that knowledge.
In fact, being too swayed by what's in the media may be one of the reasons that political pundits are especially bad at predictions. Dan Gardner is co-author of Super Forecasting, The Art and Science of Prediction.
The pundit on TV doesn't have only an interest in making an accurate forecast. That pundit has an interest in making an entertaining forecast or a forecast that will attract attention.
Gardner says that the best human forecasters are the ones who bring a lot of curiosity and humility to the process. Or maybe they've got the help of a computer. Quid's Dan Buchacher says that is actually how Quid's data is meant to be used.
If Jonah or Simon want to come in, look at something through the lens of Quid, and then filter it through their expertise, it becomes even that much more powerful. It's really that combination.
And at a time when analytics and big data are being used to predict all kinds of things, Buchacher and others think it's important to remember computers help expand the human mind. They don't replace it. Laura Seidel, NPR News.